der Impro-Podcast und vieles mehr.
Vielleicht, manchmal, aber oft mit Gästen.
Von und mit Janine Vasiri
und Carina Steger. Ja, herzlich willkommen, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Zu, ja, haben wir vergessen. Und der Impro-Podcast, falls ihr noch nicht gewusst habt, was ihr eingeschalten habt.
Ja, kann passieren. Ja, kann passieren. Janine, wie geht's dir? Wollte ich so gern wissen.
Danke der Nachfrage.
Janine, wie geht's dir? Danke.
Es geht, du, eigentlich gut. Es ist nur, ich weiß nicht, wenn das rauskommt, ist schon eine Woche wieder vergangen. Aber es ist gerade Winter Wonderland in Graz.
Ja, und vielleicht können wir jetzt sagen, wenn diese Folge herauskommt, oh mein Gott, es ist so frühlingshaft.
Ja, genau. Im Moment ist jedenfalls, wenn diese Folge noch nicht herauskommt, sehr schwer von einem Ort zum nächsten zu kommen. Und so geht's mir. Ich bin körperlich erschöpft vom Schneestapfen.
Bist du körperlich erschöpft? Okay. Ja, kann passieren. Kann passieren.
Wie geht's dir?
Gut.
Super. Passt.
Ich bin, ja. Gut, das war's.
Nein, du wolltest was.
Du, ja, nein, ich kann gleich sagen, Janine. Wegen körperlich erschöpft.
Ja.
Jetzt kommt der Segway. Ich habe übrigens letztens einmal herausgefunden, warum Segway heißt.
Oh, warum?
Ja, das weiß ich aber nicht mehr genau. Ah. Für das müsst ihr auf die nächste Folge warten.
Okay. Ja. Darf ich noch was sagen, bevor du deinen Segway machst?
Ja.
Weil wir haben das letzte Mal über Lieblingsserien geredet.
Ja.
Und da habe ich eh mit sehr viel Peinlichkeit gesagt, ich schaue hin und wieder mal Love is Blind auf Netflix.
Ja.
Und ich habe jetzt ich habe noch nicht alle Staffeln gesehen, aber es wird ab Staffel 3 eine Katastrophe. Es tut mir so leid, dass ich es euch empfohlen habe. Ich habe mich noch nie so fremd geschämt in meinem ganzen Leben
beim Schauen. Ist es so schlimm?
Es ist ganz schlimm.
Du, aber ich möchte dazu jetzt müssen wir den Segway echt ein bisschen rausschieben. Ja. Erstens einmal möchte ich einmal ein Shoutout sagen zu einem sehr treuen Hörer.
Ja.
Shoutout Klaus.
Ja,
Shoutout
Klaus.
Zu Klaus.
Yes, Klaus.
Bester Mann Klaus. Und der hat mir erzählt, dass seine Frau auch total gern Bauer sucht Frau schaut.
Ah, schau. Mhm. Ja. Ah, da stehe ich dazu.
So wie du.
Ja, da stehe ich auch weiter.
Shoutout dazu. Zu Klaus und Shoutout zu Jutta.
Klaus und Jutta. Klaus und Jutta.
Klaus und Jutta.
Klaus und Jutta. Sehr gut. Okay, jetzt mach dein Segway. Entschuldigung, ich touch dich schon wieder die ganze Zeit.
Da. Ja, nein, ich wollte nur, körperlich angestrengt warst du ja, körperlich exhausted. Ja. Kannst du dich erinnern, wir zwei waren ja einmal körperlich exhausted, weil wir vor Jahren, wo wir noch jung waren und reisefreudig, einmal so eine lange Reise gemacht haben. Ja. Kannst du dich erinnern, welche Reise ich meine?
Als wäre es gestern gewesen, nach Slowenien.
Ja, und von Slowenien zurück, weil
das war die längere Reise.
Ja, da hat es noch nicht den Chor im Tunnel gegeben.
Ja.
Und wir sind über Kärnten,
über drei Ecken, einer ganz Schleife gefahren.
Ja.
Mit weil wir aufs Ticket draufzahlen noch, ja. Weil wir hätten eins gehabt. Aber was ist passiert, Carina?
Der Bus, den wir nehmen hätten sollen und ihn seemingly nicht gefunden hätten,
ja,
ist uns vor der Nase weggefahren.
Weil er in stand Ljubljana. Die ganze Zeit da.
Ja, er stand die ganze Zeit vor unserer Nase. Und wir haben es nicht gecheckt.
Ja.
Aber der Grund für diese Busreise, ja, ich finde heute unser Geschichtenbau,
ein Wahnsinn, boah, bist ein Wahnsinn. Du.
Grund für diese Rückreise war eine wunderschöne Hinreise,
ja,
und ein wunderschöner Abend, weil wir haben spielen dürfen in Ljubljana, Impro-Theater.
Richtig. Mit wem?
Wir haben spielen dürfen mit Iglu.
Richtig.
Ja, und liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, wir haben heute jemanden zugeschaltet von Iglu aus Slowenien.
Yes.
Peter Frankl ist heute bei uns. Sagen wir mal hallo.
Hello.
Hello, and in this case we switch to English.
Yes.
And welcome, Peter, to Ja und. Hello.
Hello.
Hallo, wie geht's?
So, we do it in German, yes?
Yes.
vielleicht nicht, vielleicht nicht.
Ja, okay, passt. Kein Problem. Alles gut.
What is the German word for exhausted?
Angestrengt. Erschöpft.
Erschöpft, ah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Peter, we pronounce your name very Austrian, I realized. Peter.
Yes.
How do you pronounce your name?
Well, in Slovenian it's Peter.
Peter.
Peter, but I'm also fine with Peter.
Peter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's very nice, Peter.
And my surname is, I think, also Austrian.
Yes, Frankl.
Frankl.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I call you Pete.
Yes. No. Can I call you Jan in car?
Sure.
Yeah, that's good. Pete, no worries. That's all good.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us in our episode.
Yes.
Of Ja und. And yes. Peter, I stick with this now.
Yeah, me
for
too.
Now. We'll see. I'm having a beer, so we'll see how long I can hold the pronunciation. The first question we ask all of our guests is, how did you get into improv?
Well, let me just start off by saying thank you for inviting me, Jan and Carr.
Yeah.
Thank you for extending your invitation. We did a couple of shows, one in Ljubljana when you came to Mensa Pricorito, and we've been, I think, twice with your group in Graz. So
yes. Yeah.
The journey continues.
Yeah.
I started improv in high school, or as you would say, gymnasium.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good, Pete.
Yeah, doch. And it was an extracurricular class. Uh-huh. So in my first year of gymnasium, I was 14 years old, and my classmate said to me, there's a theater sports extracurricular class. It was like theater sports for high school students. Mm-hmm. We call it Szolska Improliga, which is like high school theater sports league.
Mm-hmm.
They have a similar thing in Canada, I think, which is a nationwide competition in like high school students from all around Slovenian gymnasiums compete in theater sports.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I met improv theater and never stopped since.
Nice.
Cool.
And how did you find Igloo?
So I've known, so also Vid is, I think, 3 or 4 years older than me, and Yushi is 6 years older than me, and they went through the same system through high school theater sports league. And in that time, after you finished high school theater sports league, there was an adult theater sports league, which we call Improliga. It's still active. And when I finished the high school theater sports league, I went into the big leagues, and that's where I met Yush and Vid. Mm-hmm. They were already there. Yush was the organizer of the competition, actually.
Okay.
And some years went by, some teams changed, and Vid met in Seattle when he was at the festival in Seattle from Randy Dixon. He met you might hear that name. You might know this name. He met a couple of Swiss people, or maybe one, I don't remember, Gerhard Weber and Simon Schwegler.
Uh-huh.
If the name, they're from Zurich. And
yeah, I think Gerhard.
I don't know them.
Yeah, Armin Pfirsich, I think, is their...
Yeah, Theater Armin Pfirsich, yeah.
Yeah.
And they decided when they met, wouldn't it be cool if we had like an international network of European improvisers?
Mm-hmm.
And they established Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with Vid to the first Ohana. We went to meet other international improvisers, and then also a bunch of other Slovenians joined, Rok, which you know from Kut Kicks.
Yes.
And then Yush, and one trip from riding back from Ohana, it was me, Yush, and Vid, and we said, why not start a professional theater group which could offer classes and have regular shows?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you exist in this constellation with Igloo?
Well, the base is us three. We have also other entities, but we're like together. We this company is old, like 13 years,
wow.
I would say.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
I would say, yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
And so, you...
It's too much.
is it too much, yeah.
It's time to stop. It's been enough.
Is this your break-off podcast?
Yes. I'm announcing my departure.
So we are hearing Pete's break-up podcast.
Yes. yes. Sorry for interrupting you.
No, all good. I was wondering, so it's the you said there are other entities, but basically Igloo is the three of you. So
yes.
The three of you went through the process of establishing a school for improvisers,
yes.
and this is in Ljubljana.
Yes.
Yeah, and could you tell us a bit more how you took that on? How was the process of establishing such a school, basically?
Where well, Vid and Yush already had offered some improv theater courses as part of the Improliga, the theater sports league.
Mm-hmm.
So they just transferred their business into this new entity. There's this society which is for shows, and there is the other company which is the Igloo Improv School. So at first it was just a society, and then we established, and then we ran the shows, the performances, or like commercial shows, and the school for this society. I don't know the legal term.
All good.
All good. I don't know either.
yes. And then because the improv school was such a success and it was generating more money, it needed to become its own entity. So it became its own entity, and now we have like a strong big community. It's like mm-hmm. We teach over 160 people, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's wow, because Ljubljana has like 300,000. It's like Graz, Ljubljana, no?
I think
yeah,
so.
I
maybe.
Think so,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have the number in my head that I learned in school, but that cannot be right anymore. It's 250,000. It has to be more by now.
For Graz?
Yes.
I think it's, yeah, maybe yeah. a bit more. So basically pretty similar.
Yes,
yeah.
pretty similar.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a society, and then now we have a society and an institute, I would say.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. These are the terms, I would say.
Okay.
Public organization, yes.
Mm-hmm. Before we switch to English, Karina and I remembered how we visited you in Ljubljana and we played together and how much fun we had, and then also how long the journey home took because we missed our bus.
Why did you miss your bus?
Because
we didn't realize the bus was going from a certain point on the station, and we thought, oh. And then we asked, I think the guy at the entrance said, no, your bus is leaving over there. And we were like, but there is no bus. And he said, yeah. And then we realized that actually the bus was in another spot,
yes.
like in the bus terminal.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it just drove off. And we looked, like oh, we were no. like.
Oh, no.
yeah.
The bus spots are kind of tricky in Ljubljana main station. Yes. They're dispersed all around.
But it was fine. We got home. We took a very nice long train ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
yes.
yeah, the Slovenian railway system is pretty long. So I imagine it took you like, I don't know, I would say 6 hours, 7 hours, eight.
That could be right. Yes.
It could yeah. be. But I have to tell you, also the Austrian train system at that time was like, whoa.
Yes.
Did you get a refund for your tickets?
No, yes, we did.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
I kept the money. Sorry, Janine.
That's fine.
Let's go.
But, okay. So we made it home and we had a very lovely time. And then also before, you do this regularly, right? You invite guests to play with you on the stage. And before that, you have a little show in Slovenian with the people you teach, is this right?
Yes, we've, in the past, we had a habit of inviting people every month.
Yes.
Now we're performing in a new theater venue.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, so come and check it out if you have the time.
What's it called?
Pionierski Theater. It's more in the center.
Yes.
very, very good pronunciation. And now we don't have the habit of inviting guest performers every month.
Okay.
We only invite them every now and then. So it's more sporadic.
Yes.
We have shows there every Saturday, more or less. And yeah, we have a tendency to have a double bill. So it's always at 7:30, the Igloo Improv School students, the student showcase, and then the main event.
Oh, right.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I touched the microphone a lot. It happens all the time. It's already an inside joke.
No.
Okay.
Maybe the microphone wants to be touched.
Yes.
It does. It does. Yeah.
It loves me.
Yes.
Come closer, Janine. Come closer. Anyway.
I'm also missing a beer, I think.
Yes. This is also tradition here. We are a very serious podcast.
Yes, but we are. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes, I can see it.
Janine, what was your question you were about to ask?
I'm interested in that, in the system you have with your students, because obviously we couldn't understand a word that was going on, but it seemed like the people had fun, the students on the stage and also the audience. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? How long have they been playing together at that time? Or what is your part in this show? And what do you have to look out for so that it works with such fresh improv players?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. No. Well, me personally, I'm teaching four groups. So I have two on Mondays and two on Tuesdays. And some groups are beginner groups and some are
advanced.
More advanced, yes, experienced. So it depends on every teacher and group to see where they are in the process and do they need fun or do they need challenges to develop,
or
both. So maybe the beginner group did a bunch of short form shows and now they're ready for a long form story,
right?
Or the advanced group has done a bunch of long form stories and now they need something more experimental or movement based. I don't know. We never done that. I'm just thinking about that.
Okay.
Or like they need something with genres or a more acting challenge. Or with text or costumes or with music. So at the beginning of the season, we do like a schedule and we, I don't know how much groups we have, 16.
Wow.
And this is off the top of my head. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And we do a schedule and we ask the teachers, is that the schedule okay? And then it's up to every teacher to see what does the group need. And when doing a show, that's, I would say, the second thing you're trying to achieve is the content and the technique. Then the first thing you're trying to achieve is how to create a safe space and how to take care of the people on stage. And it's a constant reminder. You have to remind that stuff constantly, like take care of your partner, make them feel good on stage, make sure they have a good time and like don't be careful, take it slowly, don't just, you know, run into their faces and yell.
Oh, we know about this. Yes.
Yes. I saw a thread recently in one Facebook improv group, and they asked, what are the rules in improv?
Mm-hmm.
And I like this answer that says, rules are not for content. Rules are mm-hmm. for safety on yes. stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very true as well.
Yes. Yeah. Very true. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, we talked a lot about rules in this post. I cannot talk anymore.
In the podcast.
In this podcast. Yes. We talked a lot about rules in this podcast with different people, and mm-hmm. I also think because our podcast is called Yes and Ja und.
Ja.
And ja.
Ja doch.
And this is an important rule, but it also doesn't apply to every situation. If you don't feel comfortable, if someone goes over your boundaries, then don't yes and the situation.
Yeah, so it can be tweaked.
It can be tweaked, yes.
Yeah.
And also, you should teach people how to yes and without actually saying yes and.
Yeah. True.
Have you read Improvise Freely by yes. Patty Stiles?
Yes.
I like... She reestablishes her terminology, and she says she doesn't like to use rules, and she uses tools.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like how she reestablishes it's not saying yes, it's playing yes.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like it's tools, it's guidelines, and then it's like also how do you say yes or how do you say no? Mm-hmm. Is it a lot? Is it aggressive? Is it minimal? Do you say no but offer something else?
Yes.
Do you say yes but it's out of discomfort? So there's a lot of nuance to it.
Right. Yeah.
Which is tricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
To navigate.
Yeah. I mean, I still have to talk about your students because it's wild. You have 16 groups. I know you're not sure if this is the right number, but it's fixed in my head. And for me, it's true now. So you have you have 16 groups, and they you, as I understand it, you look really well what they need on stage and what can you zumuten them.
What can you zumuten them? This is also very good. Give me a minute.
Karina is a very good translator.
do you know
what
the,
can you put on them? Like what pressure can you? What kind of pressure can you put on
what
them?
Or
what they need? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Let's say this. Can you? Do you interfere when you feel like on stage? Oh, it's really going down south now. Or they don't play well together. Or they are blocking everything or something. Do you interfere or do you just let it happen and then reflect on it later?
I usually direct
mm-hmm.
if I see the need. I also didn't direct anything with more experienced groups. I also didn't direct some once with a not so experienced group, mm-hmm. and it was evident that they needed directions. So I think a good rule of thumb is direct when you're needed. Because I also directed and it was too much.
Yeah.
Great.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the student said to me, it's cool. We have our own ideas. I was like, it was too much. So you have to follow the moment and see what does the moment mm-hmm. need. Does the moment need direction? Does it just need support? You saying, yeah. Maybe that's all it needs,
mm-hmm.
The encouragement. Or maybe they don't need anything. Or maybe they need something from the audience. Or maybe you need to switch them and bring a new player in. I don't know. So it can go, people need directions usually. But maybe they don't. And maybe you're also there to help guide them and to guide the story, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful that you're not creating too much. Mm. You're just gently nudging, mm-hmm. gently guiding.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a very nice approach, I find. Yes.
Yeah. Also, follow the moment could be a good general rule for improv.
Follow the moment.
Follow the moment.
Follow the moment.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. It's, I think also, you know, with your partner, like in real life, sometimes, sometimes you have to give them support and sometimes you just need to shut up.
Right. Yeah. True. Yeah.
It's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm touching you again. I'm sorry.
Did we touch the microphone?
No, at this time I touched Karina.
It was only my shoe, I think.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Well, good for Karina.
Yes. Good for my shoe. yeah, so what I also was wondering, what was your guys' idea behind founding a school like that? Did you think of a higher purpose or was it just for fun?
I think, so as I said, Yush and Vid were already teaching improv courses as part of Theater Sports League. And after that, when we established our own public organization, I think there was just a great sense of let's build a community. Build a community.
Yeah.
And now it's paying off because we have summer improv schools and sometimes there's so much interest that we have to do like free dates in the summer.
Wow.
For we have a winter improv school and the people really enjoy this community. We have we used to have jams every Friday, now we don't, but it was to build a community, I would say.
Cool.
Did this change because of COVID that you have less now, or did this just happen naturally without a pandemic? The background.
Pandemic.
If what happened naturally?
Like when you said you used to have jams every Friday, right? Uh-huh. And now it's not that often anymore or less.
I don't remember when the jams took place, but...
Okay, sorry. It's just that... Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No.
I don't have enough... I'm really bad. Please forgive me.
Of course. I'm sorry for this stupid question. Take it back.
I'm so stupid. Good. No.
No, don't hit yourself.
Okay, well,
take
hit
care
microphone.
Of like... what. Yeah. Yes, no, just stroke the microphone just to calm down.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
You need support.
Yes. Ah, good.
Good. Karina, you ask more questions now.
No, but let me just jump in and say a lot of people, when we had COVID, also opted for Zoom classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So during COVID, I also had three groups teaching Zoom, and like people were still going strong, even though the pandemic was around.
So the community was still going strong, even,
Yeah.
I also have to say, I think, well, we were part of the improv group Allerdings, and we
What's the status? Sorry for interrupting you. What's the status of Allerdings?
We don't exist anymore.
I'm so sorry.
No worries. We already had our breakup. It's all fine.
Yes, the breakup was a long time.
When did it happen?
I have to hit myself now because I forget.
I also forget, but this was before. This was before COVID.
I don't remember, Janine. Yes. I'm sorry.
I think it was in about. I think it was about 2019, maybe.
Could be. Yeah.
Okay.
We went our separate ways with love. There was
There was love.
There was love.
Yeah.
And
but basically, a pragmatic reason, some people just moved away from Graz as well and started different jobs as well, which were more time consuming.
Yes. Yeah. And also, we wanted different things from improv. Like, what kind of things do we want to put on stage and what do we want to work on? We all wanted different things and we couldn't decide on anything. Yes. But we are doing the podcast now.
Yes, it seems very much.
Yeah, and Janine, I can't advertise it enough. Janine sometimes does shows with
that's true.
Two guys.
Yes.
Yeah, Papaya, you are called.
Yes.
And every half year you do a show. No,
that's true. Yes, yeah. Twice a year we do a show.
Yeah,
we even talked about doing a workshop. I mean, getting a teacher. Yes, because we really like playing together. Now, but we are not talking about this so much because I talk about papaya a lot.
You will see them next time, 30th of April.
That's correct,
I guess.
Papaya und.
And also the jingle.
I'm sorry, Janine, I derailed you. You were talking about something with other things, so then I jumped in with my question, but I don't know
I
what was it.
I can't remember it now. It's okay.
Your train of thought, something with community or COVID.
Oh, community, yes.
So the community stays strong.
We had a fan base, some very supportive fans that came to almost every show. But when we were with you afterwards, we got such nice comments on social media. Like people really wanted to interact also with you and with us, even though they didn't know us and just met us for this one evening. And it was really, really nice. So not only your improv players, I feel, but also the audience are very engaged in what you do and fans.
It's so nice to hear that people treated you nicely.
Yes.
So after the show that you performed in Ljubljana, people wrote to you and were commented on some post.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Nice.
It was really nice. Are you surprised?
No, because no one writes to me.
Oh no. I'm sorry. I wanted to make a compliment to your community. Stroke the microphone again. Yes.
The emotional support microphone. Well, we have some loyal fan bases that switched over the years. So in Mimza, we could host around 100 audiences, 100 audience goers. And now in the new theater, we can host 80 audience goers. And and we had a bunch of times it was sold out, but a bunch of times it's just maybe 20, 30 people come. But I would say it varies, it goes up and down, but people are generally like what we do, and they like to have this content where they can just switch off and enjoy some comedy. We mostly do comedy, sometimes we do more experimental stuff, and they like that as well. And yeah, and the community also helps because a lot of improvisers also go to shows.
I find it very cool that you have such a good and lively improv community in Ljubljana.
I mean, I have to say, I know you, Iglu, and I know Code Kicks. I don't know how the rest of them are, but these two groups are really nice.
I hate Code Kicks. I don't like them.
Yeah,
of course not.
I don't. Terrible people.
Horrible people.
I can't stand them.
The rivalry.
Yes.
No, but I think I had, because we played with Code Kicks also in Kran.
Yes.
And I
did
also
people write you up after the show?
No, they threw tomatoes. I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding. No, but because you said also the community and the audience, and I found the audience every time we played there so engaging.
Yes.
And so also into the game with the players.
It's like improv players are a little more superstar than they are in Graz, for example. Yeah.
You're saying that in Ljubljana?
Yeah, also in Ljubljana and in Kran, where we also played. You were there as well, Janine.
I know.
Do you remember?
Of course I remember. Good. I also remember the chocolate festival.
I also remember. Yes. Nice.
Ooh.
Good times.
Yes, good times.
And I found all the audience was so engaging and so with the players and with the show that I always had such a great time there.
Me too, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Good Kicks, we work with them on a regular basis, and most of them are Slovenian celebrities. So
I know.
And they're really integrated into the community. So people follow a lot of what they do, and people know them. So yeah, they're good guys.
I didn't know this until the last time they visited us in Graz, and they were talking about like how nice it is that no one knows them here. And I asked why, and then
was it when we did the drunk improv?
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, apparently they are very well known.
I mean, for Slovenia.
Yeah.
For Slovenia, yeah.
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 You know, it's cool to be a celebrity in Slovenia, because you can't become arrogant, because you're only a celebrity in the smallest country ever. So.
Okay.
I'm trying. Alles gut.
Alles gut. Alles, yeah. Gut. And also, as I said, the improv community, what my experience was, and I guess also yours, Janine, in Slovenia was alles gut.
Alles gut.
Yeah, and alles so cool. gut. Yeah. Allerdings.
Mm-hmm. Allerdings, alles gut. Yes. Yeah.
Well, they also like to take workshops. You know what's because we had the theater sports league in Slovenia since 1991. So improv theater has been in Ljubljana or Slovenia, but mainly in Ljubljana for more than 30 years, like 35 years. So if you go across other former Yugoslavian republics and Balkan nations, it's not so well known or well developed. So we were lucky that we're a very theatrical and artistic nation. So that's why you can make a living off of it. I mean,
yeah,
to some extent.
Do you live from improv? Is this how you say it? Okay.
So you make a living out of it.
Do you make a living out of improv?
Well, you can make a living off of it. If you teach a lot, but we have to combine different things. For instance, me and Vid, we are self-employed artists, like cultural workers. So we teach, we have shows for maybe some corporations or companies. But we also have other projects. Like I was filming a show on TV. Vid is also now being a host of a show. And we're doing different theater projects as well. So, and maybe we also taught in Austria some groups, some Slovenian minorities, like Ebendorf and I don't know, Klagenfurt.
Oh, cool.
So you mix a bunch of stuff. You teach, you perform, and you it's good to not only rely on improv, but to seek other venues as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have to watch the time a little bit.
So to maybe finish this a little bit off before the lightning round, Peter, do you have maybe any tips for teachers that you want to pass on?
Yes.
So improv teachers, not just teachers. I mean, of course, general teachers as well. But
yes. A couple of months ago, maybe like half a year ago, we hosted again Sean Kinley, the Canadian improviser and teacher, and he did a workshop for teachers. And I really liked when he pointed out that it's good to be a teacher, but sometimes you can also be a student as a teacher. And that's a good perspective to have, that humble approach, because you have to see where you are in the process, and you have to tune in with your students, because their needs and their dilemmas will guide you to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can also open your horizons and teach you something.
Yeah.
So it's a reciprocal process, I would say. And so, yeah, it's good to also be a student. And I think it's also good to remember that we're always, he also said that you're always teaching. Even outside of improv classes, you can be an example, help people, guide them somewhere, or just listen. And also other improv students are also always in the role of other improv teachers. Also students can always be teachers as well.
Very nice. What a nice ending.
But it is not the ending.
It's not the ending. Of course not.
This is the end.
No.
We will go into the lightning round.
Let's go.
Peter, which improv experience from your improv life is shit. We really do need this in English.
Fuck, man.
Which improv experience from your improv years does still stay with you? What do you like to remember?
I like to remember the fails.
The fails?
Ah.
Do you have a fail example for us?
I have a favorite fail. We were doing a dating scene where you switch characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was panicking. This was like during high school. And like the date was on the bridge. And during the scene, I just like took off my shirt and jumped into the audience.
Really? Nice. You count that as a fail?
That's awesome.
Because it was out of state of panic. And
oh,
fear, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Did someone catch you?
It wasn't a high stage. So it was just like,
Okay. What would you recommend to your younger improv self?
Learn about yourself, learn about the human condition, learn about subconsciousness, learn about Buddhism, being connected with everything in this universe, learn about accepting and breathing.
Very nice.
And try to keep your shirt on.
Yes.
And try to keep your shirt on.
Okay. Which other improv player or improv players inspire you?
There's a bunch of Canadian improvisers I really feel inspired by. I'll just go off the top of my head. I really liked when I saw them, like Stephen Sim and Lee White.
Mm-hmm.
And like the suffragettes, like Kayla Lorette and Becky Johnson, and now Caitlin Curtis, also from Winnipeg. These are like amazing actors and improvisers. From European people, I liked Antonio Vulpio from Bologna.
Oh, I don't know him.
From Bologna.
Yeah. So Bologna has a great scene as well. Teatro Mola. Yes.
We have a new destination that we have to go to.
Yes, Janine, on our many travels.
Yes. To Bologna. Bologna is great.
Okay.
Also, Jim Libby and Jacob Bannigan.
Yes.
Who is that?
Okay. Thank you. With whom would you like to be on stage with, no matter where the person comes from?
Who would I like to be on stage with? Like dead or alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like Nelson Mandela.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe that's like a performative answer, because I just went like, who would be like so unusual?
Yeah. Would you do improv with him?
I if he would want to.
Okay.
Maybe he can just, you know, have a speech and I can like dance.
That would be really nice.
Yes.
Do you have a book tip for us and our audience?
Yes, this is a classic Keith Johnston recommendation. Mm-hmm. The Inner Game of Tennis. The Inner Game of Tennis. Oh. It's about a tennis coach who's writing about the learning process and the self-images and how to approach anything that you're doing, but like anything competitive or sports. And he's talking. Yeah, it's great. It's everything you need as a improv teacher.
Mm. Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't know that.
Me either.
Yeah, we will put it in the show notes, right? Yes. Good. Mm-hmm. Is there an improv format that you don't like, that you avoid if you can?
I just don't like it when people don't listen and do too much. Any improv formats that I particularly don't like? I'm not sure, because I think you can break any format. Let's say you're doing, you know, an Armando, like during the Armando, you could just stop doing the Armando and just start doing puppets, you know?
Yes. That actually, yes. Yes, people listen, you can do this. Yes. You don't have to speak to a game that doesn't work.
Listen, are you putting it into the ether?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying it with my Austrian accent so that everybody understands.
It's very now everybody in Austria has understood it. Yes, yes. Perfect, Janine.
Yeah. Very good accent.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and then the counter question, which improv format do you love or like very much?
I thought a fun format was from Nick Byrne, an Australian improviser, which is about a band. So you see the rehearsal from a band that's come together after a bunch of years, and then they rehearse, but mostly they talk about their past and their present and the show, upcoming show. Mm-hmm. They discuss what do they want, what's the relationship like, what are the song titles, and the second part of the show is the concert.
Oh
cool.
Very nice.
Yeah,
cool. What would you like to try on stage? What you haven't tried before, something new, what would you like to experience?
I've done a bunch of stuff. I've done the scripted, I've done dance, I've done like a lot of media congesting and mixing. I like scripted. I would mix scripted, movement, technology, and improv with really good actors, improvisers, and dancers.
Mm. Yes, when you do this, you invite us, please.
Yes, you will be the first.
Thank you. I cool. mean to watch.
We will be in the first row.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you can do a podcast about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Live, Janine and Karina in the first row.
Yes. Yeah.
Front row.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm while you're talking, I'm trying to translate.
Doch.
What improv show did you really enjoy last from an audience perspective?
It's not a show that I was really, it's not a show I was like head over heels. Mm-hmm. But it's a show I felt was nice, organic, and interesting. A show that Maya Dekleva from Narobov, if you heard about her, directed. Maya Dekleva Lapainen. And it was about touch. So it was like a lot of people just forming stage pictures and leading in with touching and then sharing their personal stories. So it was just like stage pictures, organic, a lot of touching and experiences, no scenes, just like experiential and organic. I thought it was a nice, refreshing format.
What is your favorite warm-up game?
I like t-shirt, what's on my fucking t-shirt.
What is that?
You know, it's like you're in a circle and you go, t-shirt, what's on my fucking t-shirt? And you describe what's on a person's t-shirt. You say like it's a tiger laying on a beach while drinking a pina colada. And then the person who has the t-shirt has to come up with the slogan of the t-shirt.
Okay, I think we played this before. Yeah. Maybe with you.
Maybe. Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it goes around the circle and yeah.
Then it goes around the circle and then you can start with the slogan and you can describe what's on the t-shirt.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Last question. Do you have a personal ritual before you go on stage?
When I do improv shows, I'm pretty lazy. I don't have any ritual. I just try to maybe if I feel up to it. Sometimes I don't do anything. If I feel up to it, I'll do a couple of stretches, maybe a couple of warm-ups for the mouth. But when I did like scripted shows, I would be like in the theater like 4 or 5 hours before, and I was doing like three speech repetitions and different breathing exercises and going over the text. So I think the best thing to do before a show is not to eat so much.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah. Yes.
Because I think then you're lighter on stage. And then to warm up the body and maybe do some yoga, maybe do some, you know, massages of the face and stuff like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for going through the lightning round with us.
Good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for not making it super lightning.
No, it's...
It's always basically a round.
Yes, no lightning. Yes.
It's around. It's just around.
Yeah, it's
around.
Just around.
Just around.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter, do you know that you're... Peter, now I said it in Austrian again. Peter, do you know that your episode will come out next week? I didn't tell you that.
I can't believe it. I'm gonna sue you guys. Es ist mir egal.
Your German is really good.
Yeah, sehr gut. But so since your episode is, as Janine informed you, way prior.
Yes, yes.
coming out next week, we always have a tip of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I will press this. Tip des Monats. So it was basically a jingle that said in German, tip of the month.
Yes.
Or a recommendation of the month. So, Peter, do you have any recommendation if people... Because since we are having in Austria the Choralmbahn.
Yes.
Where you are from Graz in Slovenia within a second.
Yes. It's...
Do you have any tips? Are you playing somewhere? Are you hosting a workshop? Or are you whatever.
We're... doing this international, a European project called Bridges, which is a collaboration of our company, Igloo, Teatro Mola from Bologna, Grund from Budapest, and from Paris. And it's a project that tries to go beyond language, and we have workshops and shows to see how we can improvise and break language barriers, maybe in different languages or beyond language. And we're gonna have an academy in the summer, and we'll tell you more about it when we know. It's gonna be in September.
Okay.
We have
is this like a project, Peter, that has an end to it? Are you trying something here, or is this going to be long lasting? Do you know yet already?
It's a project, so to develop material or a show to new formats. We're also having a podcast, but it's only one episode out. And the goal is to also have this academy to teach what we learn and to mm-hmm. then disseminate knowledge. We have a website where we have some notes and some blog posts. So it's, we want to also then to have to spread the what we learned.
Yeah. Nice. So in September or from September on, we will have one of you guys back in our podcast and then talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So yeah, and you could also like send us in email the, if you have the website already, the link to it.
Yeah. So if do you have the podcast also during August?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go on vacation?
No.
Stay.
We have an episode once a month. We can.
I have an episode. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you can interview someone in the end of August mm-hmm. because I think nice. It's the first or second weekend in September. So when it comes out, it can be already.
Oh, that will be cool.
Yeah. Let's remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. I'll send a website. Yeah.
God.
Right.
Can I have just another tip?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Tongue work is underrated.
Tongue work.
Tip of the month, tongue work, yeah?
Like.
Yeah, because if the tongue is also a muscle, you know,
uh-huh.
the tongue. And it's is an underused muscle. And
I have the bad jokes are waiting.
I know.
I know. Never.
I didn't say it. Okay.
And if you master your tongue, if you do the exercises, you'll sleep better. And you'll breathe better. And you also can't have a good posture if you don't have the tongue resting on the roof of your mouth.
Oh, really?
So try to have a posture like this and then put...
So we're sitting up straight?
Straight. And then put the tongue on the roof of the mouth and see how much you rise and like push yourself up.
Oh, it works good. Singing of grown cooking tomatoes.
A bit cool. Very nice. Thank you, Percy.
Yes. So cool. Don't neglect the tongue, people.
Yeah.
Don't neglect the tongue.
Don't neglect the tongue.
Neglect what the tongue.
Very nice ending words to this episode.
I think so, too. Don't neglect the tongue, people.
So let's end it on that.
We'll end it on that? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Petra, for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
For bearing us.
Yes.
No,
for bearing with us.
You've been a blessing.
Thanks.
Stop it now.
Let's touch the microphone one more.
We will touch the microphone for one more time. Yes. Yep.
Don't neglect the tongue.
Don't neglect the tongue.
Don't neglect the tongue. Goodbye, lovely people that listen to us. Now in my Austrian
voice. Und jetzt wechseln wir zu Österreich-Deutsch.
Österreichisch-Deutsch. Yes.
Danke.
Ja.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bussi und Baba.